Hello, it's Misty Nersky, and I'm going to be doing day number three of my MXTX Toba cold reads. So today's prompt is Starlight, but I have taken a few liberties with that, and I've kind of just gone with star. So I think this fic has star in the summary. So yeah, and I like the premise and I like the writing. So I haven't. I will preface with all of these fics. I have probably read like the first paragraph of them. I've never. I haven't read the whole thing, but I'm excited. So yeah, this is "You Made Your Mark on Me" by Type 40 Deductions. Summary. Lan Jian presses the damp transfer paper to Wei Ying's wrist, with hands as steady as he can make them. Wei Ying beams as he peels it back to reveal the glittered star and holds it out, proud. Lan Jian looks at it dutifully, staring until he goes cross-eyed and the shape blurs, glitter spreading across Wei Ying's skin in a smear. Or... five temporary tattoos Wei Ying applied, and one tattoo Lan Jian got forever. 1. Wei Ying is lying on Lan Jian's bed, his t-shirt rucked up a little so that Lan Jian can see the stretch mark stripes on his hips from his most recent growth spurt, hopefully his last. Lan Jian does not know what he will do if Wei Ying ends up taller than him. The sudden accumulation of muscle has already been unbearable. In the event of any further growth, it is likely that Lan Jian will have to move into a hut in the desert and listen to Joni Mitchell and Tori Amos until he is granted the dignity of death. Wei Ying's hair is blue again, variegated where the dye is not taken quite properly, or where Wei Ying has been too impatient with the bleach, his hair too thick and dark. It does not look good, and that fact does not appear to stop Lan Jian from wanting to twine it around his fingers and tug anyway. Lan Jian! Wei Ying wriggles on the bed and turns to him, and Lan Jian puts down his book, and with it any pretense that he is concentrating on anything other than the boy in front of him. Wei Ying is playing with something in his hands. Lan Jian cannot quite see what it is, can only hear the crinkle of cellophane. Lan Jian nods, waiting for Wei Ying to carry on, to ask another question that will tilt Lan Jian's world sideways slightly, sending him sliding incrementally towards something that he thinks, maybe in 10 years, might look something like happiness. Wei Ying's gaze narrows, whatever question he was going to ask, fragmenting in his mouth, moulded into concern. Lan Jian, are you tired? Do you need to nap? He is. Shushu does not believe that teenagers need more sleep, and Lan Jian is disinclined to forward him the articles to the contrary that Wei Ying sends him. If he says yes, Wei Ying will let him rest his head on his lap, or his stomach, and stroke his hair until he falls asleep, like they are so much younger than they are, or like they are something else, the slippery maw that Lan Jian cannot ever quite put words to. He shakes his head. He wants to hear the question. Okay. Wei Ying doesn't look convinced, but there are dark circles around his own eyes, too. A summer break is not so kind to him. What is on your hand? Oh! Wei Ying looks down at it. He is in danger of tearing the cellophane packet, his thumb stretching the plastic thin. Lan Jian can empathize. Oh, Huai San gave it to me, for their photography project. They're doing like a 90s throwback thing. He hands it to Lan Jian for his inspection. A temporary tattoo, a twisted barbed wire atrocity. Lan Jian hopes Huai Sang knows what they're doing. I was thinking... my throat? Like a choker. Lanjian makes what he hopes is a noise of agreement. If Wei Ying will be wearing a choker, or those terrible ripped jeans, or perhaps a tank top and miniskirt, if Huaisang has him in women's clothing, then Lanjian hopes to never see the pictures. He hands it back, and folds Wei Ying's fingers over the top of it, just to get the chance to feel them against his. Wei Ying lets him. Wei Ying always lets him, and Lanjian doesn't know what it means. "Would you ever want tattoos?" Wei Ying asks. Lanjian tries to give it the due consideration that he always gives Wei Ying's questions, but it is difficult. Lans do not get tattoos. It is not something that Lanjian has ever thought to consider, and he finds it difficult to grasp the thought, to imagine himself older, with ink trailing down his arms. He does not know who that person would be. "Shishu would not approve," he says instead, a non-answer. Wei Ying wrinkles his nose, his cheekbones brought into sharp relief, the angular, stretched skinniness that he always wears for a month or so after a growth spurt, before his body relaxes better into its new shape. "Neither would Madam Yu. Maybe I'll start off small so I can hide it, and then I can get sleeves when I go to college." He laughs at whatever he sees on Lanjian's face. "Go big or go home, Janjian."
"You want them, then?"
Yeah, I think it would be so cool. Keone has them and they look awesome." Keone is one of the girls at the skate park, the latest of Wei Ying's obsessions. She has purple box braids and an array of stick-and-poke tattoos, and, last week, made out for 2 hours with Mian Mian behind the half-pipe. Lanjian knows that bisexual people exist, but he does not think she is one of them. He says, deliberately unhelpful. If Wei Ying crushes on another lesbian, he thinks he might scream. 1 is a coincidence, 5 is unavoidable. 1 is a coincidence, 5 is an unavoidable, ridiculous pattern that must mean something, surely, even if it is only that Wei Ying is the least observant person Lanjian has ever met.
Okay, reader's note, that is such a great detail to put in. Because he is totally the kind of person that would miss every kind of lesbian cue there is. Oh.
"Lanjian, come on, you don't think I look cool? Don't you think tattoos are hot, Lanjian? I could totally pull off the bad boy thing." Lanjian thinks of Wei Ying when they'd met, a gawky 13 with scattered acne and braces, rubber bands around both of them to pull his jaw forwards. Sometimes the rubber bands had flicked out of his mouth when he'd gotten particularly excited about something, to general disgust and dismay. Lanjian had loved him anyway, had wanted him anyway, had woken up aching with it, had cried hot, embarrassing tears the first time Wei Ying had told him he'd kissed a girl.
"Perhaps."
"Lanjian, don't be so mean." Wei Ying pouts, and Lanjian resigns himself to the bolt of unfair lust that lances through him at the sight. Lanjian had bullied Wei Ying into regular lip balm usage when they'd first met. Lanjian had bullied Wei Ying into regular lip balm usage when they'd first met, and it has been nothing but a rod for his own back. He has made Wei Ying's lips infinitely more kissable, and he has nobody to blame but himself.
"It would depend on the design," he allows.
"Well, of course. I would make sure to get your opinion, Lan Laoshu, and Huaisang's, although..." He frowns down at the temporary tattoo in his hand. "Maybe not, actually. But definitely yours."
"Very well."
Lanjian reaches over and brushes a strand of Wei Ying's hair out of his face, tucking it behind his ear.
I will help you choose.
2. The Monday after Weiying's 18th birthday, it rains hard, and Weiying arrives at their homeroom bedraggled, face sallow in the yellow stormlight. It is hard to tell if his dragging steps are a result of tiredness or something else. Lanjian has been away at a swim meet all weekend, and has received nothing from Weiying but emoticons. He watches with some relief as Weiying ignores the overtures from Samantha at the front of the class to make a beeline straight for him, slumping into his chair and flopping his head down on the desk. Lanjian pulls his hood down, rests his hand in Weiying's damp hair. Half the people in this room think they are dating, and Lanjian is not a good enough person to correct them.
"Good birthday?" he asks.
Weiying shrugs, not moving from his position on the desk. Lanjian lets his hand drift lower, thumb pressing at the base of Weiying's skull. His thumb will come away blue, where the cheap dye has bled, and Lanjian will spend the day distracted by it every time he notices.
"Did you make an appointment?"
They have spent 3 months researching artists, thinking of designs. Weiying has been going to call the shop this weekend, as soon as he turns 18, but he is shaking his head under Lanjian's hand. "No, got college coming up. Better things to spend money on," he mumbles. He still hasn't turned, hasn't looked at Lanjian. Something happened this weekend, then.
"You have time,"
Lanjian says, an empty comfort. "Yeah." Weiying does turn, then looks up at Lanjian blearily. There is a moment of dissonance, like stepping out of his body, where Lanjian thinks Weiying might kiss his wrist. And then Weiying pushes himself up and smiles, and makes a joke that Lanjian does not understand. Later, as he makes his way out of AP History, Lanjian sees Zheng Cheng waiting in the corridor. He's a lonely figure in the scrambled queue of his classmates, shoulders hunched, pretending to type something out on his phone. When he lifts his face, he has a black eye. That, then, is why Weiying will not talk about it. Lanjian makes the most of his senior privileges and heads out to the corner store at lunchtime. He buys the fizzy strawberry laces that hurt his teeth that Weiying loves, and a terrible paperback romance that he will devour under the covers and then text Lanjian about. And then, at the counter, he notices a little collection of temporary tattoos. Lanjian thinks they might be meant for small children. They are glittery and bright, butterflies and flowers and stars. But he thinks about them shining on Weiying's skin and buys them anyway, not meeting the shop assistant's eyes. He feels foolish returning to school with his little bundle, particularly when he finds Weiying leaning over Amar's chair, and pointing at something on his DS. He stands behind him, hovering, he thinks, disgusted at himself. But then Weiying straightens up and turns, and his whole face lights up, smile blooming open like a sunflower.
"I bought you,"
Lanjian starts, and then, helplessly, shoves everything into Weiying's waiting arms. Weiying beams, his smile stretching impossibly wider, and rips open the strawberry laces with his teeth, slurping one into his mouth immediately, crystallized sugar collecting at the corner of his lips.
"Disgusting,"
Lanjian thinks hopefully, and despairs when he realizes there is absolutely nothing behind the word. Weiying reads the blurb of the paperback with relish, wiggling his eyebrows at every mention of the word passion. It is exactly what Lanjian wanted, to see Weiying lit up and active and comical. When he gets to the tattoos, however, his face drops out of his smile, twists into something more complicated. Lan Jian opens his mouth to apologize, to tell Wei Ying exactly how silly he had been, but Wei Ying shakes his head, lurches into his space, and wraps his arms around his shoulders. "They're perfect, Lan Jian," he says softly, a whisper that tickles Lan Jian's ear, that leaves him feeling flushed and too big for his body. "Will you help me put one on?" Later, Lan Jian presses the damp transfer paper to Wei Ying's wrist, with hands as steady as he can make them. Wei Ying beams as he peels it back to reveal the glittered star, and holds it out, proud. Lan Jian looks at it dutifully, staring until he goes cross-eyed and the shape blurs, glitter spreading across Wei Ying's skin in a smear. Okay, small reader's note, that's just so touching for something that you know he's gonna want. Oh, I think that's like a perfect example of Lan Jian like thinking about Wei Ying and being considerate of him all the time. Anyway, 3. Wei Ying tilts his head back and looks up at Lan Jian with wide black-lined eyes. It is his 20th birthday party and Halloween.
Readers know, oh my gosh, Halloween mention, oh my gosh.
It is his 20th birthday party and Halloween, and Wei Ying is dressed in some kind of goth hacker from a movie Lan Jian has not seen, which apparently necessitates Lan Jian drawing the tattoos from the character into Wei Ying's back and chest. Wei Ying has not explained why this is necessary, given he will be dressed head to toe black for most of the evening. Still, Lan Jian is too greedy to say no to this, too desperate for the chance to press his hands to Wei Ying's warm shoulder blades to hold the skin taut, to ask him to stay still and watch him obey. "Can I see it?" Wei Ying asks, and Lan Jian shakes his head, taps his phone so that the image lights back up. Wei Ying should have asked Huai Song to do this. They are a far superior artist.
"When I am done..."
He rubs the makeup wipe against a wing gone wrong and blows it dry. Beneath him, Wei Ying shivers.
"You have not got a real one yet."
"No." There's something like a whine in Wei Ying's voice. "Ah, who has the time and the commitment, Lan Jian?" Wei Ying is doing a thing with his mouth. Oh, no. Wei Ying is doing a thing this month where he pretends he is not committed to things. This is absurd, and if it lasts much longer, Lan Jian will have to take him aside and point out that Wei Ying has had the same best friends since he was 13 years old, and that his current flaky attendance is symptomatic of poor mental health rather than an inherent character flaw.
Oh my gosh, Lan Jian, let's go.
He is hoping it does not come to that, because every time he rehearses the conversation in his head, he is painfully aware of how obvious his love is. Even Wei Ying cannot remain oblivious forever.
"You do not want one anymore?"
"No, no, I do. I just haven't picked a thing yet, or..." He flushes, which means he's lying. Wei Ying can lie to most people effortlessly, but he struggles when it comes to Lan Jian. "The thing we picked together when we were in school, I still really like that, but I don't know. I don't know where to get it." Lan Jian reaches down and taps the inside of Wei Ying's bicep. Oh, yeah, that would be good. Good placement. Oh, yeah, I should figure it out."
"Let me know if you would like me to come."
"For sure." Wei Ying rests his chin on his drawn-up knees. He looks young, despite the heavy makeup. Because of it, perhaps, it is reminiscent of his emo phase, for which Lan Jian harbours a certain fondness. Can I look now?
Yes. Lanjian puts down the pen. It is, at least, identifiable, he thinks. Most of Wei Ying's friends will be too wasted to notice.
I will take a picture.
Wei Ying makes a pleased noise when he sees it, and turns around so that he can smile up at Lanjian properly. He touches Lanjian's cheek very gently, just with the tip of one finger, and then he stands up and pulls on his shirt, only just avoiding smudging the tattoo. The party has already started, noise filtering through to them, a whoop, and then a loud thud, and laughter. Wei Ying is opening the door, and expecting Lanjian will follow. He does. 4. Okay. Wei Ying holds Lanjian's hand very tight, and visibly gulps as the nurse gets out the needle. Wei Ying had been exuberant, hyper, Lanjian thinks in retrospect, when they'd arrived at the clinic, and his chatter had only increased in pitch and intensity as his appointment time grew closer. Wei Ying must have a series of blood tests, enough that the lab needs three samples,
oh gosh,
and the clinic had advised Wei Ying that he should have someone with him in case he felt dizzy afterwards. That is the only reason Wei Ying had allowed Lanjian to come with him, to hold his hand and watch the embarrassed flush rise in his face as he bites the inside of his cheeks. Okay, he says again. Okay, wow. You can look away, the nurse says, kindly. And Wei Ying does for a moment, before flicking his head back around, drawn inexorably to the sight. He looks a little faint, and Lanjian reaches up with his other hand and places it over Wei Ying's eyes.
Do not look, he says. I am here.
Yeah. Wei Ying's breath is coming in shallow gasps. Can you talk to me? Lanjian does. Lanjian tells him about his new friend in his teacher training course. Yes, Wei Ying, she is a lesbian. And the kids in his class he's been shadowing. And the new piece he's been learning. And Wei Ying's eyelashes brush against his palm in little butterfly tickle movements. He goes to move his hand when the nurse is finished, intending to let Wei Ying blink back into daylight in between tests. But Wei Ying's hand comes up to grip his wrist. No, it's... the dark is better. Can you keep... I'm sorry, Lanjian. I know you don't like to talk this much.
I do not mind when it is you,
Lanjian says, and is glad that Wei Ying cannot see the way his ears redden at the nurse's knowing glance. Wei Ying is dizzy afterwards, listing against Lanjian's side as they walk to the car, with Lanjian's fingers tucked up Wei Ying's sleeve, resting against his pulse. Sorry, Wei Ying says, quietly, once they're in the car. I should have said that I don't like needles. I thought I might have gotten over it.
You do not need to be embarrassed.
Yeah, well...
Is that why you have not...
Lanjian regrets the question almost immediately, and trails off, but Wei Ying is already nodding, tense, shoulders up around his ears. Yeah, fucking stupid, I know, but I... His breath shudders in his chest, and his breath's stern squeeze box, wheezing and whistling as he fights for air.
Wei Ying, Lanjian reaches for him. Wei Ying, let me get a nurse.
No.
Another full body wrenching gasp.
No, just take me home. Lanjian takes Wei Ying to his apartment instead, because he cannot imagine that Wei Ying's health code hazard of a room will be helpful in the current circumstances. Wei Ying doesn't look surprised to draw up outside Lanjian's block, and just leans against him on the elevator, eyes closed against Lanjian's shoulder. Lanjan gets him settled on the couch and fetches him a glass of ice water. His hands rest on the little pile on the kitchen countertop for a second, unsure, and then he selects a couple of the packets and slides them into his pocket. Perhaps. He strokes Weiying's back as he drinks the water, until his breathing slows, inhales in sync with every downward stroke of Lanjian's hand. "Sorry," he says again, and Lanjian shakes his head, as he always will. "No." He digs the packets out of the pocket and lays them out on his palm, arrayed like petals. Mountains and delicate filigree flowers and cartoon rabbits and planets and watercolour birds picked up at bodegas and corner shops and whilst browsing Etsy on his commute. Things that made him pause and think, "Weiying." They look silly now. He looks silly. He is glad he did not bring the rest of the pile, gathering dust on his countertop. He starts to curl his fingers up, to hide them, to make an excuse, but Weiying brings his hand up. I can't pick," he says. He sounds breathless again, and Lanjian looks up, alarmed, but his eyes are clear. They're all too nice. Will you pick for me? Will you pick for me and put them on?" Lanjian nods. He cannot choose either. Wants Weiying covered in things he has chosen from head to toe, stars in the corner of his eyes and dahlias curling around his ankles. He stands up, collects a wet sponge from the kitchen.
"Roll your sleeves up,"
he tells Weiying, and Weiying thinks about it, shrugs, removes his whole shirt instead, just the thin cotton of his tank top underneath it. Lanjian takes a deep breath, selects a mountain range from the packet and peels back the plastic, presses it to Weiying's skin. He dabs carefully, firmly, and watches the muscle in Weiying's arm jump. He repeats the process all the way along Weiying's arm until there's a whole landscape there. The landscape of Lanjian's childhood, clouds scudding across Weiying's deltoid and gentians blooming at his wrist. He turns Weiying so that he can reach his other arm, gives him ripples at his elbow and starry skies, a lotus mandala on his forearm. "Lanjian," Weiying whispers, "you gave me sleeves."
"Like you wanted."
Lanjian lifts his head. Weiying's cheeks are flushed, his mouth parted slightly. The glass of water is wedged between his thighs, condensation blooming on the sides, and his lips are wet, red. "Lanjian." Weiying's hand is shaking where Lanjian is holding it. He's still got the sponge pressed against Weiying's wrist. "Lanjian, I'm not imagining. Do you?"
"Yes."
He's not sure if Weiying is asking what he thinks he is, but even so. Yes. Yes to all of it. "Lanjian." It comes out helpless, ripped from Weiying's throat. "Lanjian, in that case, you have to kiss me." Lanjian looks down at the black whorls on Weiying's skin, marks he has just put there. Slowly, he lifts Weiying's hand to his lips and kisses the palm gently. Weiying makes a strangled sound Lanjian has never heard before. Don't tease, Lanjian." Lanjian drops the sponge. He kneels up and reaches for Weiying, holding his head in his hands. His fingers almost encircle his skull, his thumbs brushing along the delicate lines of Weiying's cheeks. When their lips touch, Weiying is cold, the last of the ice still lingering in his mouth. Lanjian does not like him cold. He deepens the kiss, licks in, chases it away with his warmth, pouring out everything he has ever wished to give Wei Ying into this one kiss. The brush of Wei Ying's arms against his back is roughened by the temporary tattoos, but it is still Wei Ying. Still Wei Ying leaning forward to kiss him harder. Still Wei Ying who groans when Lan Jian catches his bottom lip in between his teeth and sucks. Lan Jian finds little flakes of black stuck to his sheets and skin for days afterwards. It is worth it. 5. Did I do the cleanser yet? Wei Ying is difficult to hear over the steady thunder of the shower, but Lan Jian can guess what he's saying as he holds up the bottle, squinting against the rush of the water. The water blurs the clean lines of his features. Lan Jian misses the exact shape of his nose. Yes. You have not washed your hair?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the thing. Thanks, babe.
Wei Ying flashes a thumbs up that makes Lan Jian smile, despite himself, and shampoos up his hair. He steps onto the towel Lan Jian has waiting for him and dries himself, the last of his most recent temporary tattoos flaking from his arm. He frowns down at his bare skin, fingers drumming along the reddened patch.
I've been looking stuff up, and I think I might get one of those ones that lasts for a lot longer. Like, the fancy kind that actually look real. That way I can really see, you know, and it might be enough to psych myself up about it.
Lan Jian hands him the body moisturizer. That makes sense.
I'm still gonna look at artists and stuff. Like, Wen Qing sent me some Insta pages to check out, and...
Wei Ying. Lan Jian tips Wei Ying's chin up and leans up to kiss him. It still felt ridiculous that he was allowed to do that.
Sorry, I just had a mild coughing fit.
His fingers tingle every time he touches Wei Ying still, as if his whole body was shocked through with disbelief and gratitude.
You do not need to justify yourself.
Wei Ying makes a face, like he still thinks he should, but Lan Jian just kisses him again. It is no hardship, after all. The tattoo arrives 4 days later. Wei Ying sends him a picture of it, grinning in the work bathroom, sleeve rolled up, pale lines of ink on his arm.
It'll get darker during the day, Wei Ying had explained. Like a Polaroid, almost. A snapshot of a future getting clearer.
Lan Jian texts him back a heart-eyed rabbit sticker and grits his teeth against the slow drag of the rest of the day. Wei Ying is waiting for him outside his apartment by the time he gets home, one foot up against the wall, head bobbing to the music playing through his headphones. Lan Jian kisses him and thinks, for the 20th time, about how best to raise that he wants Wei Ying to have a set of keys, that he doesn't want Wei Ying to leave at all, ever. But if he really must do, then he should know that this is his home too. There isn't ever going to be a moment Lan Jian doesn't want him there, even if he is somewhere else entirely. Wei Ying grins into the kiss, and lifts up his headphones so that Lan Jian can hear the music playing. It's a woman singing, a low, smoky voice.
Kissing music, Wei Ying calls it, as if there is any music that doesn't make Lan Jian want to kiss him.
Lan Jian would kiss him with death metal playing in the background, and nothing would be louder than the drumming beat of his own heart.
Can I see? He asks, unlocking the door, letting Wei Ying duck in under his arm.
Yeah? It's not all the way there yet, though. I don't exactly know how dark it's going to get. It's different on different skin tones, I think.
Lan Jian takes Wei Ying's wrist, turns it over, rolls his sleeve up to see the skull bisected by flowers. It looks right there,
settled into the skin already. Lan Jian thinks, almost startled by the thought, of what it might look like on his skin. Or, perhaps, what something else might look like. The thin, delicate lines that Wen Qing specializes in, that Lan Jian always pretends he's screenshotting for Wei Ying, even though he knows very well that Wei Ying prefers darker, bolder strokes. He lets the image sit there for a moment. He thinks he might like it. Plus one. Lan Jian does not decide immediately. He spends some time combing through the images he has saved, going back over the research Wei Ying had sent him. Texts Wen Qing, who immediately sends back a series of available calendar slots with the message, "Family gets first dibs." Lan Jian has to sit down for a second about that one. He is family because Wei Ying is family, which means that Wen Qing views them as together, together properly, together entwined into one, just like... He doesn't mean to keep it a secret. He just wants to sit with it for a while, to make sure. And he doesn't want Wei Ying to feel pressured to come with him, to quietly suppress his panic whilst Lan Jian has needles drilled into his skin. What he's done doesn't quite sink in until he's on his way home, arms stinging pleasantly, and he realizes that he hasn't told Wei Ying. Lan Jian very firmly does not panic. Body is his own, and just because in the years he's spent talking about tattoos with Wei Ying, he's never once mentioned that perhaps he's not quite as adamant as he'd been, age 17, doesn't mean that he's being duplicitous. He doesn't think. He tries to think about what he'd feel if Wei Ying got a tattoo without him. Proud, mostly, he thinks. Worried, in case there hadn't been anyone there to kiss his hair and rub his back through it. Lan Jian? Wei Ying is standing in the corridor, tote bag of groceries dangling from one hand. You okay, sweetheart? Sorry, it was meant to be a surprise. You didn't say you had anything on today, and I thought I could cook you lunch, and... He waves the keys Lan Jian had finally persuaded him to accept awkwardly. I was gonna call you. Sorry, should I go? No. Lan Jian takes a step forward, closes his hand around Wei Ying's, the metal of the keys digging into his palm. No matter. He cannot let Wei Ying give them back. Not unless he wants to, because Lan Jian has betrayed him. That is clear now. Wei Ying has brought them groceries. He was going to cook, and Lan Jian had left him to go get jabbed with needles by Wei Ying's best friend. He is the worst boyfriend in the world. Lan Jian? I must tell you something. Okay. A bad thing? You have to warn me if it's a bad thing. Those are the rules. I know. Lan Jian wants to kiss him. Is he allowed to kiss him? You have done nothing wrong. Don't. Are you breaking up with me? Is this a it's not me, it's you situation? No. Wei Ying. Lan Jian is doing this wrong. He draws back and, in despair, rolls up his sleeve. The bleeding ink is smeared against the saran wrap, the design indistinguishable, but it's still clear what it is. Oh, Wei Ying says. The hand Lan Jian isn't holding comes out. The hand Lan Jian isn't holding comes out, hovers just above Lan Jian's arm. Oh, you got... Who did it? Wen Qing. Something passes over Wei Ying's face, too quick for Lan Jian to read. Almost amusement, perhaps? Figures. Hey. Wei Ying's hand settles, coming to rest on Lan Jian's forearm, fingertips poised over the muscle. Hey, This is such a self-centered question, but this wasn't for me, was it? This isn't so you can know. This isn't so you know what it's like when I go? No. It was for you? You just wanted one? Lanjian nods. It had not occurred to him to think. He doesn't understand. These aren't the questions Wei Ying is supposed to be asking. Good. Wei Ying smiles, a slow spreading thing. Good, Lanjian. I'm glad. Did it hurt? Were you brave?
Wen Qing said I sat well.
Of course you did, my brave boy. Wei Ying kisses his nose, his mouth warm.
You are not angry?
No, Wei Ying frowns. No, why would I be mad? I mean, I'm mad I can't see it right now immediately, and Wen Qing better have taken pictures of you having it done so that I can see your stoic little face. But I'm not. It's cute.
I was going to tell you.
Wei Ying shrugs. You're telling me now. It wasn't... Hey, don't do a me about this, okay? You get to do things without telling me. We're not married, and even when we are... He stops speaking, blushing hard. Something spikes in Lanjian's chest. Something hotter, fiercer than the doubt and guilt that had...
I need a pause.
Something spikes in Lanjian's chest. Something hotter, fiercer than the doubt and guilt that had been writhing there before. Married. Anyway, I'll put these away, and then we can take that off and put some coconut oil on, and... Wow, that research was good for something, huh? I'm gonna take care of you so good, and then you can tell me lies about how it didn't hurt and wasn't scary at all. Sound good? Lanjian nods, numbly. Married. Married. If they were married... Lanjian? Lanjian takes the tote bag from Wei Ying and very carefully places it on the floor. He peels back Wei Ying's fingers and puts the keys on top of the bag. And then, just as carefully, he pulls Wei Ying to him, wrapping his arms around him and buries his face in Wei Ying's neck. Married, he whispers. His arm is already starting to hurt, but that brings... Oh. His arm is really starting to hurt, but that belongs to somebody else. Somebody who hasn't just heard the word married from Wei Ying's lips. Someone who won't get to watch him rub coconut oil into his arm and kiss him and cook him lunch. Somebody different. Somebody from 10 years ago who couldn't have imagined this. Who couldn't have imagined this. His strong arms with ink trailing down them, wrapped around the love of his life. The end.
And reader's notes? Oh my gosh, that was so good. I love that fic so much. It was like a perfect blend of emotion and humor, and yeah, I just, the fact he's like breaking free and getting tattoos, I'm gonna cry. Oh, I think the characterization in this fic was really beautiful. Oh. And to be honest, I will admit I'm not normally like a 5+1 fan, but I think this was really, really well done. Because I think sometimes it can get a bit formulaic, but this was very, like, original and unique. And I honestly, I know that the prompt was star, but it still kind of fits with the, I get a really, like, star-like kind of feel, because it's very, very, like, happy ending, very warm, kind of not too angsty. So I feel it kind of does fit the prompt pretty well. But yeah, thank you so much for reading. I mean, listening. but yeah, if you enjoyed listening, please go back to the original fic and
give the author kudos and comments and everything for writing such a wonderful fic. And thank you again to Type 40 Deductions for having blanket permission to record pubfics of their works. And I will see you all for tomorrow's prompt.